identify with them. There's still some sort of objections. One, the Guru Maharaj comes from Kayastha Kul, that is Shudra, and I come from a Brahmin Pandit school of great honor in the society. Any Brahmin guru, that should have been suitable. In this way, some sort of. Then, when I went to Mayapur, there also, and shortly say, I saw many things touching, and when Prabhupada saw me there in the birthday of Mahaprabhu, he is giving camera lecture to so many gentlemen come from Krishnanagar, educated persons. In another place, Tirtha Maharaj, old Tirtha Maharaj is giving lecture. In another place, Patpat Maharaj is collecting funds from the people and the money order, and he is writing all those things. So many places, so many things. I am very transcendental, happy atmosphere I felt there. Then, when that is finished, celebration is finished, Guru Maharaj is sitting on the veranda of his room in a canvas chair, and many persons are coming and showing pranam, giving obeisance, and they are going on to take their home. At that time he was talking, having some discourse. I was always very eager to hear him. At that time he is saying that apnara amake manchana korben na, don't cheat me, you people. Was alert. Where is the question of teaching him? Why teaching? Devi Joyka was invited, came, and now they are going off. What is the point of teaching? Then next, you get understanding that you will engage yourself in the service of Krishna, and so I have entered into some relationship with you. And now, as a fashion, you came to attend the ceremony, and you're going home and engaging yourself. You will engage yourself in the worldly affairs. But your assurance to me that you will all serve Krishna, and being disappointed. Then the next, you may say, I have got some important, no teaching, got some important business. After finishing this, as early as possible, I am coming and joining you. No, no. If you say that there is fire, and only extinguishing the fire I am coming, only small, that is also not necessary. If the fire burns the whole world, you do not lose anything. Rather, if you are spared from them, if you can disconnect with them what will burn, you will be happy. All your positive engagement, your inner hankering, they have got corresponding phase in Krishna. In the holy feet of Krishna, all your necessary hankering will be satisfied there only, and nowhere else. And possibly he is at that time I was. There's so much intense necessity for Krishna bhajan. I won't hear anywhere in this living world. So I must throw my head here. I selected that. Yes. There I took decision that I must be a disciple here. With this idea went on, I told. Then my mother died there. And I went, mother had some apprehension, he would become sannyasi. He, my eldest son, he won't do my sad ceremony. Who will do my sad in this day? I finished her sad, went home, finished her sad, and after finishing that, I came. And in the month of April, last part of April, I joined Mahatma. Maharishi Mahadeva told, oh, you have got greater charms. I told only two younger brothers, they will finish their reading and they will take to their vocation and I shall come. No, wife gone, Krishna has removed wife and Krishna has removed your mother. She has done enough for you. Again, if you neglect to avail yourself of this chance, then perhaps some other obstacle will come and this life will be spoiled. No hope. I asked, what do you say? Come immediately. I took that advice and joined immediately. I was living together with my two brothers in a mess hostel. And they came with me and they went back crying. I remained in the mount, in Calcutta mount, for some time. Then I was taken in preaching. I was requested to do some service in the press there. But that I had no liking for the press work, proofreading, etc. I had much liking for the preaching, to go on kirtan and the preaching. So, and next I was sent in a preaching tour to a first stoppage in Dumurkonda Mount, and from there to Benaras, from there to Vrindavan, there was sometimes this Nagar Kirtan. Then I was taken to Delhi. Their collection from door to door, something. Then Kurukshetra Math was established and I was made a math command there and left alone. And the Delhi town and the Kurukshetra, that is a solitary place at that time. When there is that solar eclipse, a great mass appear, lakhs of people from there. Otherwise, that is a solitary place. There I passed from Delhi Kurukshetra. And collecting near about, I passed about two, three years there. Then Delhi Mart was founded and I was in charge there. And then I went to Shimla, Ambala, all these spirited preaching. Then again when I came back here, every year we had to come back in Calcutta Mahotsav celebration for 1 month, in August. Then I was taken by Bang Maharaj Bhagavipuhu in a party towards Nadar Sai, installing those footprints of Mahaprabhu. Then coming back, the Badbaja Mahat was opened, and from the hired mat from Ujjwalanga, duties were removed in a chariot to Badbaja Mahat. And 1 month celebration there. After that, Prabhupada went on that establishing, installing those padapeeth up to Mangalgiri, Bejwada, Kabur, all this. Then went to Madras, and then he declared opening Madras Gaudiya Math, and they put us there. We rented a house. When Maharaj was the leader, he was senior sannyasi. I was given sannyas in the meantime, recommended by Van Maharaj. He can preach well. He is rather a good preacher than a canvasser. I was kept, the BA degree was with me, Ramananda Sundar Bhattacharya, the BA. My duty was to approach the people and introduce the sannyasins and the work of the canvasser, more or less. But one Maharaj told he is not a good canvasser, but he is a good preacher. He can speak Harikatha very well. Then I was given sannyas. 1930, October, perhaps, I was given sannyas. And then Prabhupada went on the Madras side after installing footprints of Mahaprabhu one by one, then opened mat in Madras, and there we are left and began preaching for 3 years or so. Then there's Vrindavan, born Parikrama, the whole Vrindavan Parikrama, and we joined there. And then one Maharaj went to England, and I was in charge of Madras Mall, and the temple was constructed almost in my time. Then I was called to, and one Maharaj went to, party went to England for preaching. Bombay Mall was opened, and I was again taken there. And for some time I lived there, Bombay side. And then afterwards, I was taken from then, and the general party with Prabhupada, almost staying with Prabhupada and preaching here and there in different places of Bengal. In this way, 1937 morning, Prabhupada left. Before this, Prabhupada wanted me to go for preaching to London, but I told that I am not fit. I can't follow their intonation, and I have not a tendency to mix with them loosely. So he was pray for it. But I won't be able to show any satisfactory work. So if you order, I must go, but what am I? I just tell it to you. Then he sent Goswami Maharaj instead of me. And when Prabhupada was sick, I attended his sick bed, Anyhow, just one day before his departure, he called for me and he asked me to chant Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. And at that time I was not singing in the front, but in the next direction back. I was hesitating. Kunja Babu, Sita Maharaj asked, this Puri Maharaj, you go on singing. Then he began singing, Prabhupada. He was filled with dissatisfaction. I don't like to hear the tone, the sweet sound. Then he stopped and I had to chant Sri Rupa Manjari Pada. And the others told that the Prabhupada has given you admission to Sri Rupa Manjari, this Rasa Seva section, you have given admission thereby. Before this, about 1 year back, I composed a Sanskrit poem about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he was very happy to find this slok. When reading first, I showed it to him. He remarked, very happy style. The next I heard, he told to Sauti Maharaj that this poem is so fine, it is not written by him, it is written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself through him. It's so very nice. Then once he told to another gentleman, that is Aprakitabhu Bhaktisharu Goswami, that I am satisfied that after me what I came to say, that will stay, that will remain, I find in this slok, the Siddhant.
Could you talk to that, that name of that gentleman, that devotee?
Goswami Maharaj, founder of Gaudiya Sangha. And Sauti Maharaj in Bihar Gram. Then, before this also, I wrote some article in Nadia Prakash. And he remarked that to this Saman Maharaj was the editor of Nadia Prakash. He remarked to Saman Maharaj, if you can gather this type of articles and you can publish in your paper, then the standard of your paper will be reached. Such articles are desirable to be published. Anyhow, he appreciated my understanding, my realization. And there are other many instances.
Shastra Nipun. Shastra
Nipun. Oh, there is another in Madras. In Madras, Gaudiya, the leading weekly paper, there was published one wrong Siddhanta. Sundarananda was the editor, perhaps with the advice of Vasudev Prabhu, because he was used to consult always Vasudev Prabhu. He wrote, he mistook this the birthday of Vishnupriya Devi and the birthday of our Guru Maharaj, both Panchami. Prabhupada is Krishna Panchami, and Vishnupriya Devi is Shukla Panchami. His son, the one is bright sun, dark sun,
moon.
Moon,
dark moon, and
bright moon. So Vishnupriya Devi and the bright moon, and Prabhupada dark moon Panchami, but he just arranged opposite. He took Prabhupada as in the bright moon fifth, and Vishnupriya Devi to the dark fifth. But I read carefully. I caught it. What is this? The basis is wrong, and he is philosophizing. Why Krishna Shakti has come in the bright moon, and why Gauru Shakti, he has come in the black moon? Then I found it, and just it is opposite. I showed it to Man Maharaj. What is this? It is coming to the diabolically wrong. Then Man Maharaj suddenly took the pen and wrote a letter. What is this? We thought Sundarananda Prabhu has got some touch with the reality. So what he says, what he writes, that has connection with the real sentiment. But how this sort of error can be possible from him? He has got no sort of connection, all concoction. So he found it, yes, it is such. And then they tried to correct that, found some sort of correct another issue. They have shown that it is bound from frozen, it has been erroneous, and it should be this and that, that printer's mistake, but that cannot be really substantial. Another thing, when Prabhupada was there, they published Raya Ramananda, relative words, these books, and Bhamma Sangita, I published from there. But when mentioned, when Mahaprabhu is going to Vrindavan, Rupa Sanatan met them on the way. But I knew it clearly that when Mahaprabhu coming back, he met Rupa and Sanatan in Allahabad and Banaras. I detected, what is this? I asked Vasudev Prabhu, it is in the name of Prabhupada, and you do not look after it. Just the opposite, when Mahaprabhu coming back, they met, not that one going to stewards. Then he said, oh, I can find out hundreds of mistakes. And you are a very great man. I have found one, and you can find hundreds mistakes in your own work. And he said, Prabhupada, I did not take it to his notice. But this must have come to his notice. The Siddhartha Maharaj detected all these things. So, when in the Vyaspuja occasion, Prabhupada had a written address, and there he mentioned before my name, Shastra Nipun Siddhartha Maharaj. He has very deep knowledge in the scriptures. That was his
finding the place of Ramananda.
When I was called from UP to join the Madras party, yes. Before that my name was Ramendra Sundar Bhattacharya, but he converted my name into Ramananda Das Adhikari. Converted my name and sent myself in the batch to find out the place of Ramananda and to install the Padapitam there, Ramananda Das. He changed my name from Ramananda Sundar to Ramananda Das and sent me to us in the batch. And Bon Maharaj is of opinion that I delivered a lecture in Das Mahindri at that time. Bon Maharaj told, I heard from Krishnadas Babaji, that was his best speech ever heard. That in the Rajmahindri, a short lecture he gave about Ramananda and Kabu, that Sikha, Mahaprabhu, that was a very precious speech in his lecture. I heard. Hare Krishna.
He gave you the name Ramananda before you went to find
our batch went to find out the place, to discover and to install the Padapit there.
That mandir is still existing today. That mandir is still current.
Still is there, Padapit mandir. And there is another mountain built.
Yes.
The duties are installed after Prabhupada by Tirtha Maharaj. But during our time, the duties are installed by Prabhupada, but only that Padapitha Mandir. Then Sabarit Mandir was established afterwards. We got. Myself and Haikripa were both Madhav Maharaj in white plaid and I in sannyasi. We worked that time. And from there I collected funds from Raja of Jaipur for the Madras temple. And there is also a history. He's there, new ICS, Upula Reddy, new ICS. He has been appointed Dewan of Jaipur. And that is Adivasi area, so a special sort of rule for the British introduced there. The Dhan is more powerful than the king. Mm-hmm. The king, he gave us, we came from some Madras with some recommendation with officiating Chief Justice, Mr. Ramesham. Letter of recommendation to Raja of Jaipur. And then the Raja promised to pay the cost of the Madras temple. But this Jindhyan, new ICS, he said, no, it is impossible. Raja always requesting, approach the Dewan. He will pay the money to you, not myself. So you go to consult the higher. I am only giving my sign, but the money will be paid by him, so meet him. I heard that he is a half-atheistic man, new ICS, I hesitated to approach him. No, you are king, you are master, so you will pay, that is better in this way. But he pressed me very much. No, you will have to go to meet the Dhyan. Then when I met the Dhyan, he just followed, oh, I'm the last man to pay you this amount for the 10,000 at that time to build the temple at Madras. If you would have built here, then I could consider the case that they would have some recreation in the temple. But these poor men, half fed, half clad, if any money we can get access, I must visit some order for their help. That must be used for their cause, and not to bring this luxury to construct a temple, and that is also in Madras town. Go there and collect fund and construct a temple there, in this way. Then I thought that a hopeless case, so drastic medicine must be applied. So I came out with this slogan of Bhagavatam. Vikriritam vajabadhu viridam javishnu sadbhanitu no swamiya tatavat bhaktim parang bhagavati patilabha kamam hridrogam asu apahinoti achirena dhira. I told that you want to help the Adivasis. I also want to help them. But your help is in a particular way, and my help for them is in another way. It has been told in the scripture that to hanker for thing that is heart disease by Sukadeva Goswami, it is mentioned in Bhagavatam, the kamam hridrogam. I want this, I want that, I want thousands, I want crores, millions. That is heart disease and not real. When I was a hog, I devoured a hillock of stools, but hunger is not a beast. When I was an elephant, I finished a whole forest, but hunger not finished. So hunger can never be finished in this way. There are so many lots, millions. Still they say, no, this is very small, I want more, more. So this is heart disease. The Sukadeva Goswami in Bhagavatam has given medicine to this. The decrees of when you can accommodate the Absolute to have his full play, unrestricted play, as he used his ownership with everything, every atom in it. If you can accommodate with such conception of the environment, of the Absolute Truth, then we can get out of this this disease, heart disease. No other way. The man was impressed. Tears fell. Swamiji, I believe in God. Well, your eyes are giving evidence to that. I shall pay your money. But not just now. You go to Madras, I shall pay. Then he paid the money, and the Madras temple was constructed by that. Then this way. My preaching had no sweet kind of straight dealing, dealing with the truth, plain truth.
Yes.
That was the nature of my preaching. Not any coaxing way, indirect way, flattery, and then anyhow, my sweet words to rob him, not like straight talk, straight dealing, representation. Why I have come here, that was my guide. I have come here. What fascination? I am the best person. That fascination to them. This is a cause for which you must appreciate such cause, such thing. I have got appreciation in this life. And I don't think that I have did wrong. Every moment I think I am justified to accept this principle and to march through this line. After the disappearance of Guru Maharaj, there was trustee and he told to make a governing body. The 10th day of his, after this departure, governing body was constructed. But it came to the majority of Vasudev Prabhu. Two trustee that side, one trustee Vasudev Prabhu, are two trustees on the Kunja Babu side, and the governing body majority Vasudev Prabhu side. And the to make Vasudev Prabhu acharya, my contribution had an important position. I told I do not know sannyasi or grihastha or anything. We are attracted not by the external grandeur of Gaudiya, but the teachings. The Siddhanta has attracted us, and whom we shall have, we will be able to submit something to hear new Siddhanta. He must be acharya, whether he is brahmachari or he is not a good, beautiful figure or any other thing. The Siddhanta, according to that, Vasudeva. And the Professor Babu Sundaranda, they all supported him. And I also gave support to Vasudev Prabhu. If anything to hear, listen, that from Vasudev Prabhu. So he should be. But old sannyasins, several, that are already very eager to get independence, they and the trustee, they become one side. That five vote on the outside and eight out of 13. Bhagavan Maharaj was excluded from the governing body first because Prabhupada, during his departure time, did not like to get intimation to him. He was passing his days something like a revolt, with some difference of opinion with Prabhupada about Western preaching. He wrote in his my second year in England, no mention of Prabhupada Bhaktivinoda Thakur anything. He is all sufficient in this way. Anyhow, for some other reason also, he was living some little separately from mission in Delhi. But when he, after the demise of Prabhupada, when he came, he cried so much and he became unconsciousness, and he told, oh, I was, this is sentimental difference, Prabhupada has rejected, did not give any intimation, his last departure. He showed so many, so much hankering. So he was also included. On a governing body, 10, 12, but already 12, and then Bhagavan Maharaj was added, it was 13. But Bhagavan Maharaj went to that side, 5 vote that side, and 8 this side, Vasudev Prabhu. Then, and the men also, 3/4 majority or more this side. So they were ousted. They hired a house and they retired there. Very good. and the whole thing going on this side. But unfortunately, to us, we found some defects in character. Then I thought I tried my best to purify the mission according to my conscience, but it is not to be so. So I must leave the mission and go out silently. Won't try to fight again to purify the mission according to my principle. That was my mentality. But Madam Maharaj, Vinod Babu and others, that Keshav Maharaj, Madam Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj, so many others, they will know we must, we can't tolerate that a false man would be in the place of our Guru Maharaj. We can't tolerate that. There is Acharya Gauriyamat, that is the next position of Guru Maharaj that will be overthrown by such a characterless man. We can't tolerate. But I was indifferent and they were fighting. I was mixing something, then there was a case, and Vinod Babu and others, they were put to jail, and the case went on. Like a coward, I can't leave them at that time. After a year, perhaps the case was finished, they were released, and I went to Vrindavan, leaving the association of the mount. Yeah, I don't fight. They tried their best to keep me with them, but I told them it is not possible for me to remain in the association of these quarreling elements. There, from Govardhan, I stayed in Vrindavan a month, and finishing the Ujjavata there, I took Govardhan Shila and came here and hired a house, 2 rupees per month. And there began my life. When I coming from Vrindavan, I met my previous brother, that's Muni Babu there, in the service, railway. I asked him for a few months to pay rupees 10 to me. He agreed, and he gave 2 or 3 months money, and with that I came here. And then gradually others, they tried their best to find out where am I, and they at last they found me out, and they began to come and go, and whenever they come, they take something and give something to me in this way. That. And Sakhi Babu secured this plot by his own money, he purchased, and here I began my heart, that cottage, and 42 Ratha Yatra day, I entered the cottage here with Govardhan Shila. Before that, I lived for some time with Keshav Maharaj in that rented house, and sometimes in the Nagpur Mart with Gajavar Maharaj, Madam Maharaj, I people, in this way. But here, separated, I only one day, Rukinandan Prabhu was here. Then gradually came this Kaviraj, this Narasingh Kaviraj, with few Uriya gentlemen, and also Bhutavid Nishinamanda. And then this Govinda Maharaj, the boy Govinda Brahmachari, and others came. Kesudas Babaji asked me, you please give attention to this Govinda Brahmachari. He is very intelligent and qualified. I tried a little to give a little more attention to Govinda Brahmachari, and Nishinananda and Bhutavid could not tolerate that. I wanted to help him by education, Sanskrit education, etc. Could not tolerate. They gave a proposal that we must prepare a ditch. That by this time, this building has been 43, this building has been constructed. They demanded a document, three trustees, So he got brothers, Bhuta Prithi Singhananda and myself. I told that. Then, according to which law it will be managed, but the majority of the trust, that means that you two have combined, then you can do anything and everything which way you like, of course. But why did you come to join? I avoided Madhav Maharaj, Keshav Maharaj, and so many others. I came to live alone. That does not mean that I shall, you will guide me, you both will guide me. I can't accept this. Then they began to revolt and disturb. Then there was a compromise. Goswami Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj came, and few thousand rupees, perhaps 5,000 rupees in the bank with Bhuta Prithi, and also and some 7,000 or something to be paid to them, and I would be here with absolute perfectorship. Goswami Maharaj came to my help. He gave some loan, 4,000, and Jayavar Maharaj and others collected some funds from different parts, then 7,000 was given up. And then from that time I am here, in this way. And I do not go for preaching very often, almost sitting here. And very rarely I go out in the previous time. And Madhav Maharaj was always accusing me, "You are deceiving the educated section of the people. Sitting here idle, you are deceiving the people. You have quality, capacity to preach Mahaprabhu's instructions to the educated section, especially. But you didn't do so. You are deceiving them." His charge was always with me, whenever he comes. Almost every year, he, after finishing Gaur Purnima celebration, he used to visit me, and he was charging. And also, every year, for his Calcutta Math celebration, I used to go there and deliver lectures there with Madhav Maharaj Math. And this way, this has passed. I came to meet Swami Maharaj in Allahabad first when I was white clad. And after that I came here and went to Madras. Just before 1930 perhaps I met him in Allahabad. He was at that time an agent of Kartik Bose and the Bengal Chemical. And he was taken to Mutt. At that time, Prabhupada was not there. 1933 or so, after Bhajamandal Parikrama, Prabhupada came back to Allahabad to open for the foundation.